All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Sunday, August 30th. So, Dennis Lockhart, the former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, said yesterday that he believes a double-dip recession is possible without more congressional stimulus. He said, if things go badly with the management of the virus and there's more cascading, then yes, it's possible we have a double-dip. I don't think that's probably the base case, but I think it's still possible. See, when it comes to stimulus and stimulating the economy, a couple things you can do. One is called monetary policy. That's the Fed setting interest rates and all that. The other kind of stimulus is fiscal policy, which is Congress spending money, right, on things like stimulus checks and unemployment to stimulate the economy that way. Lockhart went on to say, if there's going to be an effective effort to really ward off a worst case scenario, particularly for portions of the American public that are most vulnerable, then it's going to come from the fiscal side, meaning Congress spending money. Speaking of Congress, just to catch you up on where we're at if you're new, Congress is not currently in session. The Senate comes back on September 8th and the House on September 14th. They do have committee work days the previous week, but there are no new stimulus checks being confirmed at this time. We have some people who were overlooked for the first stimulus checks finally getting the original stimulus check. We also have unemployment starting to roll out to individuals in various states. I will give my unemployment update at the end of the video, but no new confirmed stimulus checks or anything like that. In fact, negotiations for a second stimulus check, an extension of the federal eviction moratorium, an extension of the unemployment after Trump's unemployment memorandum ends, negotiations on all these things I know matter immensely to many of you are still at, in Pelosi's words, a tragic impasse. States are trying to do their part, though. For example, North Carolina state legislators are proposing sending stimulus checks of at least $200 to parents of school-aged children to offset costs of virtual learning and COVID-19 concerns. This money would come out of CARES Act funding allocated to the state. And of course, states have been busy applying for FEMA grants to pay out the $300 weekly. Frankly, most of these payments will probably just be lump sum payments for either 3 or 4 weeks, depending on the state. And yesterday, FEMA announced that three additional states, Minnesota, Florida, and Hawaii, were approved for their weekly grants for $300 a week, bringing the total number of approved states to 40. And remember, these grants are only for 3 or 4 weeks, depending on the state, but states can apply for more after the initial grants are exhausted. But remember, the fund is limited. And who knows if recent natural disasters across the country will significantly diminish the effect of Trump's unemployment memorandum in some of these states that are slow to get out of the gate. Meanwhile, Montana has announced that it is paying $400 a week, obviously $300 a week coming from the FEMA fund, and Montana kicking in an extra $100 weekly for its eligible claimants. We still haven't heard anything from Nebraska regarding whether it will apply or has applied, leaving it the only state that does not appear to have taken a position. That leaves 8 states, Delaware, Illinois, Kansas, Nevada, New Jersey, North Dakota, South Carolina, and Wisconsin, as the only ones that have applied or indicated that they will apply, but have not yet been approved by FEMA. All right, folks, short and sweet update today for Sunday, August 30th. Not much to report, quite frankly, but if you want to see what I look like after I run a 10K at the beach, and it's not pretty, I'll tell you that much, but if you want to check that out, you can check out the video right up here at the top of your screen. Thank you so much for watching this one, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.